Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Hearing voices is a common Hollywood trope used to indicate mental illness. Kenneth Hugdahl, professor of biological psychology at the University of Bergen, explains the neuroscience behind auditory hallucinations.
An auditory hallucination is the perceptual experience of an acoustic event when there is no such event present. Auditory hallucinations often take the shape of one or several voices speaking to the person and are a major symptom in psychotic disorders like schizophrenia. Although the actual content of hallucinations vary from one patient to another, there are certain features that are shared between patients. This is the conviction that the voice is coming from the outside of the head, the inability to suppress the voices once they occur, and the negative emotional valence, like rude comments and commands to the patient. Using a brain scanning method called functional magnetic resonance imaging, our research has revealed that patients with auditory hallucinations show spontaneous activation of the nerve cells in the same brain areas that are activated in healthy individuals when someone is actually speaking to them. The research has further revealed that there is too much of a chemical transmitter called glutamate in the patient's brain, which may explain why hallucinations occur in the first place, and maybe too little of a chemical called GABA, which may explain why the voices are not inhibited or ignored. The research for brain markers of auditory hallucinations may contribute to better diagnostics and new treatment strategies.
That was Kenneth Hugdahl of the University of Bergen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.